The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
The Planetary Defense Force for America and for every free human out there. I mean, the globalists really are a bunch of con artists, anti-human eugenicists that by the 1900s learned to basically pose as liberals. So that had been their traditional enemy. It was like real liberals that were for human empowerment, lower taxes, paleoconservatives, what they're called today. And I made the film Endgame to expose it. Mark Morano is our guest. He's made a film that I've seen a sneak peek clips of, not the whole thing, but some of their promotional material. I happen to get sent the link to that has been sent to the distributor. Mark Morano probably didn't even know that. And I watched about 30 minutes of it. Very powerful. Premiered over in Paris during their whole world government summit a few months ago. And just like I promote Behold a Pale Horse that's being put out, and I promote this, I have no monetary connection to it. I'm just promoting it because we're all being attacked by this. And you need to go see the film. So, Mark Morano, how do the listeners go see the film? What's in the film? You know, we all know about this. Our audience knows. But their neighbors, their friends, their families don't. That's why everybody's got to become an info warrior. Everybody has to become a change agent to counter the communist and globalist change agents. Mark Morano.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, you go to climatehustle.com. And you can look up the local theater. We're going to be in about 400 theaters and growing on May 2nd, one night only. You can buy your tickets online. It includes a panel discussion after the film. And this
Wait a minute. I'm going to give you the four of the last 3 minutes. You are having an opening on 400 screens. That is bigger than most films. You have engaged in a massive coup, my friend.
Thank you very much. Yeah, this is it's a nationwide theatrical release. We have the left irate with us. They are so mad. They're going after the film distributor company, asking all sorts of, they're angry that this is happening. And the key to this, Alex, we're showing that the climate claims in science have become so untenable that politically left scientists are descending. We feature French socialist geophysicist Dr. Claude Allègre, who actually was worried about global warming 20 years ago, and he's now reversed himself and is a major skeptic in France, one of the leading scientists. We featured Nobel Prize-winning scientists who endorsed President Obama for president in 2008 and is now one of the leading voices of climate skepticism. Wow. And the Nobel Prize for Physics. We featured scientists from Ivy League universities who voted for Al Gore, think he's a smart man, would vote for Al Gore again, but were appalled when they went and watched the movie. So this movie features liberals bashing climate science. It's not, oh, this is a bunch of libertarian, conservative, scientists and activists.
These are the scientists themselves. I mean, it's a fact. We have their emails. It's all a lie, a power grab.
Yes, and we get into that, too. That's one of the key things. Many of the scientists reversed their view of climate after the ClimateGate scandal of 2009, 2010. And we get into the absurdity of it. We talk about the climate tipping points, how they're decades, years, months. We get down to minutes, seconds.
I mean, they imply that polar bears are dying and can't swim, and the numbers are up fivefold.
Yes. The numbers were probably 5 to 10,000 in the 1960s were actually in excess, as of last year, for the first time ever, in excess of estimates now of over 30,000 global polar bears, numbers that have just rebounded spectacularly. And we get into witchcraft. We show how in the Middle Ages people accused witches of changing the weather, crop failure, extreme storms, and now they're literally accusing our SUVs and our energy plants and our HDTVs of causing bad weather. And actually, the word they're using is fossil fuel poisoned weather. We get into how they claim global warming causes prostitution, airline turbulence.
Look, it's a total mumbo jumbo attempted cult takeover.
Yes, it actually featured the scientist, you get to see him in his own words, a man calling for shrinking humans, genetically altering humans to fight global warming, to reduce our carbon
footprint.
That's
directly out of the Brave New World.
Yes, you may have read about this guy, but you've never seen the video before. We feature him in the movie openly talking about shrinking human beings to fight global warming.
I saw that in the Guardian. I didn't know you interviewed him. Mark Morano, congratulations. Come back right before the film comes out. I can't wait to see it. Wow, 400 screens, that means it'll be in Austin. Our listeners everywhere, go to climatehustle.org, buy your tickets now, and that'll make it be, I mean, folks, opening on 400 screens is bigger than most blockbusters. Mark, you've done an incredible job. I'm so thankful that you're out there, and I sleep better at night. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it. Okay.
Wow. Okay, we'll be back with the news. Stay with us. This is stunning.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. IDC Filter Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention, if you or a loved one had a medical procedure to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or brain, please stand by for a very important message. IDC filters are commonly inserted to prevent blood clots from traveling to the heart or lungs, but now the FDA warns that these IDC filters may cause serious complications such as heart damage, lung damage, danger from rupture, internal bleeding, even death. You could be entitled to a cash settlement, but you must call now. Time is limited for these claims. Call the attorneys at IDC Filter Justice for a free evaluation of your case. That's right, a free evaluation of your case. Get the compensation you deserve. Call today. Call the attorneys at IDC Filter Justice for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. Call 1-800-933-7789. Time is limited for these claims. Call for a free evaluation of your case. It's urgent that you act soon. That's 1-800-933-7789. 1-800-933-7789.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when the blood runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. Let me try with pleasured hands. Take you in this land to promised land. To show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's the time of the season for love right now, let me tell you. Love of this species surviving. Folks, you start caring about the species, you start really dialing into what's going on and getting involved. It is exhilarating. The globalists sell this idea of don't care about anybody in your life, not even yourself, and somehow by not caring and getting rid of your emotions, you are some type of super person. The truth is you're not even conscious in my view, when you get to that point. All right. In fact, because I'm mentioning that, let me get to this first. And then I'm just going to plow through all the other news that's here and open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, on any issue, any subject, any news piece you wish to discuss. And I want to get to, speaking of people not caring about each other, video, man attack, left for dead, bystanders do nothing, CBS Chicago. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But first, GOP Chair Priebus, Rince Priebus, if Trump wins 1, 2, 3, 6 delegates, that magic number, 1,236 delegates, it's not enough. They always said he'll never get there and then we'll take it away. But now it's clear he's going to get there. He's saying it's not enough. So let's go ahead and go to that clip. Here it is.
If Donald Trump gets 1,236, one shy, you're going to have all those people out there saying, well, he has most of the votes. He doesn't have the magic number.
Okay.
Now what do you say to those right. people when, you know, when they say, well, he's 1,236, that's more than anybody else. It's just one shy.
I would say that if you get a plurality of the vote, that means the majority went to somebody else or somebody's else. So
what?
It's no different than when I ran for chairman. I won on the 7th ballot, Greta, and I was ahead at every ballot. But on the 6th ballot, even though I was always ahead of everyone, that meant the field had more votes than I did. And that meant that I actually had a minority of the votes because everyone else had a majority. So you have to get a majority. And if people don't understand that a majority in our party is what it takes to be the nominee, then I don't know how else to explain it any differently. You actually have to have the majority of the support of delegates on the floor of our party in order to be our nominee. I don't think that's very complicated. I'm sure you're getting emails, but I think the vast majority of people understand that.
You could teach a college course on BS off what he just said in a minute and a half. That is the biggest load of horse manure I have ever seen or witnessed. You've got that candy ass, excuse my French, it's true though, sitting up there, A, saying that 1237 isn't a majority. That is a majority of the delegates. So now he's playing games with arithmetic, 2 + 2 = 5, like Obama says. And you've got Rince Priebus saying the party decides. They're appointing the superdelegates that are ignoring delegates that voted for Trump. They've already stolen conservatively 100 delegates, 100 points from him. I mean, they stole them in Louisiana and Tennessee and Arizona and Colorado, just everywhere. Georgia. Last number, I think I counted it up, that's like 115 or something. So they're stealing it at every level, and then they sit there and say, oh, but he's got to have a majority. Well, 1237 is a majority. He lies and says that's not a majority. It's more than 50%. And then he says, oh, I'm sure you're getting emails. I'm sure you are. But listen, the majority of people don't. He's using mind control. Oh, most people aren't upset. He wants 80% of the viewers watching Fox News that are mad about this, even if they don't support Trump, they're upset about the vote not counting, to feel like they're alone. It's all about you're alone. You have no power. The majority are speaking. The majority aren't. It's like Ted Cruz getting up and saying, we're having landslides in his fake Texas accent. We're having grassroots rebellions. The voters have spoken, and Donald Trump, can't do a very good imitation of him, and Donald Trump is a sore loser. So, again, what do you say to something like that when everything Rince Priebus is saying is a deception? They've been stealing the votes from Bernie Sanders. I don't like Bernie Sanders. I know he represents populism. He has some good people that support him in some cases who are just sick of the establishment. They'd go for anything that wasn't establishment. I'm kind of like that with Trump, but I just couldn't hold my nose to the point of Sanders. I don't know. I'd probably vote for him over Hillary, I'll be honest. Okay, fine. I've said it. I mean, yeah, okay, I like him better than her. So I get why people are going for Bernie Sanders. Okay, I'll admit it. I get it. I got some serious issues with Trump. Nothing like Sanders, but, you know, I can hold my nose here. Because they're freaking out over him, folks. He's a populist. He doesn't want to turn our power plants off. He doesn't want China to have giant tariffs on us, and we have none. We're being screwed over by a political elite that think they own the country because they hijacked it. They really think they own it with a straight face to tell you it's democracy when you don't get to vote or your vote's ignored. And so now Rince Priebus is trying to sell people on even if Trump gets the 1237, ignoring it. I tell you, I'm going to be in Cleveland that whole week. Our crew's going to be there broadcasting live. This is going to be a three-ring circus. And I don't get pleasure off an event like this, all the viewers we're going to have and the listeners. I would love to defeat the globalists, still have some issues, be on the air, you know. We're not calling for a utopia here. There's no such thing. We don't claim we're delivering one, that I'll just retire once the utopia is delivered. But, you know, if we weren't in a death battle, I wouldn't be working 15, 16 hours a day. To the point of sometimes I get dizzy, I'm so tired. And I'm trying to make a decision, you know, like at 7 at night, and I'm like, been working since 7 a.m., and I'm like, hold on, let me just lean on the table here. Literally, folks, you start really trying to get into your instincts, your mind, to make a decision. You're really trying to focus. You've been working 15, 16 hours a day. I've got to sit down sometimes and lay down and, like, close my eyes for 5 minutes to be able to make a decision. And all I want is people go, well, don't worry. Analysts say that radio and conservatives are going to make a lot more money if Hillary gets in. I'd rather go bankrupt and be homeless on the side of the road than have Hillary Clinton be president. Again, it's like people that go, well, your family's got some gas wells. That's in direct competition with coal. Don't you want to bankrupt coal? You might make more money. And I just go, what planet are you from, man? It's a free market. I'm going to destroy the whole country so I get a little bit more money? You're called an idiot. You're an idiot! You people think you're so smart. You think being backstabbing, knuckle-dragging punks is cool. It's not cool. And you're all going to cry for your mommy during the Depression. And you're all going to be hanging around a bunch of people that stab you in the back and don't stand up for each other. God, your great reward is your biggest curse, isn't it? You know, to me, and I'm not even close to, you know, that perfect of a person, but I just get basic honor. And it's because genetically, people that weren't honorable were destroyed and killed. So in natural selection, my ancestors weren't screwing people over in some of the most warlike regions in human history. And then I just look at all these idiots sitting here in the West and what everything we've built and done, urinating all over it and dancing around like clowns, thinking you're developing something better because the globalists have released you like a cancer to bring down civilization. And you're dancing around with a dull light in your eyes like you are the new conquerors and you are the new lords of the earth when all you are is morons that collaborated in your own destruction. I've said this 1,000 times. I'll say it again. I would have to have the most blind, moronic, bull-like courage to not fight this with everything I've got and to just hope everything turned out or go along with it. Because you intellectually analyze the New World Order, it's about betrayal. It's about the end of humanity. It's about everything bad and treachery and just evil. And that's why it's an oxymoron when callers call in and say, thank you for your courage. Oh, you're so great. Oh, we love you. Thank you. Courage? This is done out of absolute panic and just death battle energy, fighting for my life and my children's life. And the New World Order is coming to take over the species and basically end us. You think it's heroic to fight that? You think it's heroic? If you see your neighbor's house on fire and you know they're there and their cars are parked but nobody's coming out to go kick down the door and try to see if you can get in and save somebody, that's self-preservation. I want a neighbor next to me. He'll take care of me. See, they took that away from us. People don't have that anymore. They don't know that. We come back, I'm going to play this clip and then go to your phone calls from out of Chicago where somebody's beat up, mugged, the liquor store owner, robbed, left in the road. A taxi cab doesn't even care. There's a body in the road. I'm going to run it over. Runs them over, and still nobody helps them. And this is happening more and more where people think they're getting ahead, not caring about somebody else that's dead or dying and bleeding in the corner. That person in the ditch is you. And the fact that you didn't pull over to save them shows you don't want to save yourself. The only time I wouldn't pull over if somebody was dying in a ditch is when one of my kids was dying.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
calls are coming up in the next segment. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Infowars.com is the website. If you're a radio listener, I'll just describe this video. We can play it for folks also watching this live streaming. You can go to video on CBS News Chicago. Man attacked, left for dead. Bystanders do nothing. In fact, we probably shouldn't even show the video because it's so sad. Let's just not show it, okay? Thank you. Nobody helped a popular bartender when he was attacked at a Northside convenience store. That's because everyone's been brought up in front of TVs and doesn't even know how to talk now. And the IQs have dropped 15 points the last 20 years. Soon, speech will be a conspiracy theory. Seriously, let's say it never existed. Nobody helped a popular bartender when he was attacked at a Northside convenience store, knocked unconscious, robbed, run over by a cab, and left for dead in the street. The video shows the man, Marquez Gaines, wearing a blue shirt being confronted by another man who appears to be agitated. The man then punches Gaines in the head, knocking him to the street unconscious. At least one person runs up and appears to steal his wallet as a crowd immediately surrounds Gaines. But see, then society collapses when all people do is run around and grab wallets like the government does or Al Gore does. See, people just stop producing. That's how you defend yourself. And pretty soon the elite are in a castle with food stores running down and everything burning outside. And that's what they like, though. They enjoy it. They then walk away, leaving Gaines in the street motionless for about 2 minutes. As police arrive, one cab driver appears to try to get out of the way of squad cars and runs over Gaines, killing him. It's all the hysteria. Gaines' family has filed a lawsuit against 7-Eleven, contending the store should be held liable. And it goes on, who are we as a people? Don't we love each other anymore? Said Gaines' cousin, Dexter Nelson. 7-Eleven needs to put a component, trained security person in a location like this. The situation is diffused. Yes, the answer is for the moral unraveling of society is put security guards everywhere, like TSA. Leave the border open, bring in radical Muslims, let them get on planes and blow stuff up, and then take everyone's rights away when they attack. Or Chicago had the highest murder rate in the world until a year ago, and then it doubled in 1 year to double the highest crime rate in the world. Total gun ban. Big Chicago mafia bringing the drugs in, people not caring about each other, bedlam, murder, no one helping each other, the collapse of society. And the answer, of course, is cut rap videos about killing Donald Trump that come out of Chicago. Don't care that Obama doubled black unemployment. Don't let the facts get in the way of your delusions. But this is nothing. This story is nothing. I see reports all the time, constantly. You see them too, where it'll be like Toronto or it'll be New York City, L.A., and a woman will get beat up in broad daylight, raped in a parking lot, and business executives will, in one case, watch her get raped and tell their employees, don't call the police. I don't want you on the clock having to fill out a report. That CEO, remember that phone company a few years ago, got in trouble for it? He thought that would cut into their productivity instead of even as a sociopath realizing PR-wise, if he would have run out and saved her, the CEO of the phone digital company would have been a hero. But see, they don't think like that. They can't even do something good if it helps them, even because they're evil, because they don't want to do good because they're evil. They don't ever think about the good. See, a good person just does good because they want to do good, and then it comes back on them that way, and then they don't even think about it because they're good. That's just the way it works. But an evil person, they see a woman beaten with a pipe, raped by three men. This went on for like 45 minutes. It was in the Toronto Star years ago. And they're sitting there on a major street with their parking lot watching her finally bleed to death with head wounds. And the head guy said, don't call the police. I don't want us having it in the middle of this, and laughed at her crawling around on the ground after they were done with her. And again, that's just one microcosm example. In China, millions and millions of people a year just die on the side of the road. There's children crawling around their own excrement. Humans are being murdered for their political views, organs being sold. And this is who we're supposed to compete with. They have no environmental standards, no insurance, no regulations, no controls, no nothing, no carbon taxes. Our government has made deals so they can have huge tariffs on us on top of it. But, oh, they're Chinese, so it's okay their government does that. It's only the white people in the West that are to blame. They've got to be dealt with. And as an ESPN host, says, hey, you know, you shouldn't have men in women's bathrooms, he gets fired. And then England has travel advisories to the U.S., but says go to the Muslim countries where they kill you if you're gay.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, we've got the new Skeletal Defense out. It's 20% off when you get the joint formula and bone formula that are just the very best organic concentrated known compounds to aid a healthy bones and cartilage in your joints. Nothing super ultra fancy, just really good prices on high-quality products. And even if you're young, you should be taking this stuff. We've also got the new Make America Free Again hats that look strangely familiar to Donald Trump's hats, but they're made in America as well. On the back, it has the Gadsden flag. So they're definitely different, but I'm a fan of these hats. So we've got our own variant Make America Free Again hats, InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, we have super high-quality, totally organic, pure methylcobalamin vitamin B12. I just want to show some of these big studies and articles before this hour ends. I'm going to go to calls right now, where they're admitting, oh, the gut of autistic children in major studies isn't uploading vitamin B12 and absorbing it. And so they're finding, you know, to treat autism early on, vitamin B12 shots. Well, if you take it sublingually, it goes into the blood vessels as well, And that's what we've got is basically the injectable type Secret 12. Don't inject this, folks. The point is that this is Secret 12 methylcobalamin and totally pure. And that's what Secret 12 is under the tongue. If you sit there for like a minute, a lot of it absorbs. Me, I'm kind of just a little bit wasteful on time, a little bit in a hurry. I kind of just put it under my tongue and slurp it down. But amazing energy. It's incredible. We'll talk about that later. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife, one word. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free. We can answer all your questions. 888-253-3139. All right. I want to go to Chaz in Israel, Peter in Washington, Jack in Colorado, Mike in Iowa, Renee in South Dakota, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. So let's talk to Chaz in Israel. Chaz, welcome.
Hey, do you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you know, I'm from Saratoga County originally. And I think that your show is the second battle of Saratoga. The battle of Saratoga was the turning point of the Revolutionary War. That's what it's called. And the reason for that is because, you know, basically, you know, all the patriots, you know, they had kind of like given up, you know, all the chips were down and all that, you know, it looked like the British were going to win, but then George Watauga, and it actually it got all the patriots to just kind of stand up and be like, hey, we can actually.
Sure, George Washington and others were a catalyst, and you're saying we're entering a same type of catalyst zone today.
I know Palestinians in Israel, you know, I'm calling from Jaffa right now, and I know Palestinians in Israel that actually support Trump, you know, just over what he said, you know.
Well, Louis Farrakhan supports him because a Muslim that isn't wanting to engage in terrorism gets, if they're bringing in unvetted radicals, it's to stage terror attacks that'll then be blamed on Muslims in general, and they understand it's a false flag. It's a super false flag. Good to hear from you, Chaz, in Israel. By the way, there's a new article up on InfoWars.com. I say new. I get so obsessed watching Drudge all day, which is incredibly accurate and constantly moving fast and, you know, important to watch, that I don't look at InfoWars.com. I'll just be honest. No teleprompter here. Pretty ridiculous statement. Look at Drudge on my own website. I need to more. Just the layout of Drudge is so easy to look at. Hillary on using executive orders to take guns. Amen. This ties into Webster Hubble's daughter that Hillary had a child with, literally. It's Chelsea, the token child, saying, hey, we've gotten rid of Scalia, now we're moving forward to get the guns. Played that clip earlier. Hillary on using executive orders to take guns. Amen. Supporter urges Clinton to take on the sons and daughters of Charlton Heston. Maybe put them in a forced labor camp. Oh, the poor people that live in Chicago, New York, D.C., and are used to being disarmed and think that if they disarm other people, they'll be safe. So sad what slaves they are. We're going to get that video clip here in a few minutes and play that. But right now, let's go to Jack. Let's talk to Jack in Colorado, where they now have voterless elections for Ted Cruz. Jack, you're on the air.
Yeah, that's correct. Just a quick comment, Alex. You know, if next time your reporters are out and they're talking to these climate change moron hypocrites, ask them if they recycle their own personal garbage. Otherwise,
exactly. It's all, listen, they had British and Canadian studies, as you know, a few years ago. Environmentalists are six times more likely to steal and even more likely to not give money to charity because they're just fakes. And they're constantly looking for groupthink and to guilt other people into being their minions. They're basically sacks of pus. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's right. You got it right. That's all. I just want to make that comment. If you're out there and you're making a big stink about the climate, the first thing you need to do is do it at home first.
Well, I agree. But let's expand. What's dead on arrival for them is that China, India, Mexico. I'm not against China, India, and Mexico, by the way. Those countries the globalists control have dirty coal-burning plants. They build new ones all the time. Nothing can compete with coal. It's everywhere. Half the Earth's landmass has coal under it. Thousands of years of coal. It puts out carbon dioxide we need. I mean, wow, boy, whoever made this planet knew what they were doing to give us an energy source. It's almost like they're aliens that run things that don't want us to have our main source that God gave us to get off the planet. We won't make it without coal, folks. We have to have it. And so they're targeting it. And so you just point out that 160-plus countries are exempt from carbon taxes, but we aren't, and Europe isn't. It's discriminatory. They want us so politically correct that the number one right is to have some six-foot guy, you know, with a wig on in the girls' bathroom. Whether that's good or bad, it's a total distraction. We're not planet tranny, you know, with some guy with a beard and a dress. So they divert us off while they're turning our power off, Jack.
That's right. Okay, Alex, thank you very much, and God bless you.
God bless you, brother. Great point. Let's go ahead and go to Peter. Peter in Washington. Go ahead, Peter, on the air.
Hello, Alex. 3 points, I'll go quickly. First of all, took the liver program. It was a success. Secondly, I was for Trump ever since he announced the wall. Now, thirdly, and the main point, I would like to send you people a book. I won't give the title over the phone. But if they you give me the P.O. box or somebody does, I'll send it.
I don't mind you saying the name of a book. We're not, most shows censor everything you do and make you beg to get on air. I don't do that. You're a human just like I am. You can say the name of the book. I just want phone numbers or random names out.
The Nature of Infinitesimals, and the other one is The Nature of Negative Numbers. All right, the main book, it militates against the refutes the fundamentals of 20th century thought, including your Bertrand Russell, and it militates against extreme digitalism, and also, although it doesn't thematically discuss it very much, transhumanism. I think somebody in your...
Well, sir, transhumanism is the enemy because it's directed by eugenicists from day one as an anti-human project.
Sure, but I would like to send a copy of those two books to your company, and if there's somebody there that...
sure, send them with a mark to Alex Jones. I'll look at them. Thank you.
What's the number, the address?
I'll be quite frank with you. I don't have the P.O. box memorized. Let's punch it up on screen, perhaps, in the order section of InfoWars, or the store section. It should be there, and I can give folks the address. But overall, how do you define digitalism and transhumanism? I mean, that basically is the technotronic era, basically, correct?
Yeah, I don't discuss it very much, because but I do a little bit. Let me see what I can find when I...
Let me give you the address, brother. It's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760, formerly in Texas, FEMA Region 6 right now, but they still have the addresses for the state up, vestigially. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And there you go, my friend. I appreciate your call, Peter. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Maya in Kansas, then Renee and others. Maya, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm going to make this quick as I possibly can. I'll say some here, but I very much would like to speak to someone. I came across some information that is making not only me but a few other people very nervous, and it has to do with the religious background of Glenn Beck and Ted Cruz. Now, whether or not these two men are aware of who they are and what powers they have in terms of their religion and their faith, I don't know. But I am very much familiar with Dominion theology. I was in the middle of it. I know everything from John Wimber to what's going on today. And when I saw Ted Cruz and Glenn Beck cozying up to each other, it made me nervous because I'm also aware of what Mormonism is. I did some research on the search engine and accidentally found myself on a page that not only tracked my URL back, but started sending me things. There's a lot of...
Well, it's admitted even by Politico that Ted Cruz uses the same computer programs Obama did that track and database anybody that visits their sites or goes to them. And it's super creepy. They know who you are when they come to your door. They have manipulative questions the computer tells them to ask you some of these psychics that are con artists, I'm not saying they all are, but some of them, you know, they try to get your wallet first to see who you are or try to get intel on you. I mean, that's what they're doing, so it's super creepy. I don't want to get off into, you know, the whole dominionism thing, that kind of expands on manifest destiny and providence and things. And I would say it's a counterfeit of some real issues that are out there. But it's kind of like the riddle of Calvinism or something as well. It's like you can be predestined, but you have free will. You have to decide to do that. But it kind of expands out in the modern New Age sense into kind of like Oprah Winfrey, name it and claim it, the secret. You don't just say you want something, believe it, and it happens. Okay? You have to have will behind that, history, energy, things that are already in place, and then that can be manifest. But you can have the evil will behind you and then manifest it, or good will behind you and manifest it. So these people don't understand what they're even dealing with. It's very, very dangerous stuff. And it's what the Bible says, don't be involved in sorcery. I just say everything's God's will. I'm going to tell the truth and move forward. And if God wants to protect me or open the doors up for me to move forward, it's going to happen. But yes, these people want to set themselves up as if they're in charge of God and God's their little errand boy. That's not how God operates. Anything else, ma'am? She hung up. All right, David in New Mexico. David, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Great show as usual. I just had two quick points to make here. The first is that there is a website, it's called petitionproject.org, that has over 31,000 scientists that say that global warming and climate change caused by man is a fraud. It's petitionproject.org.
Well, it's total horse manure. But here's the problem. They are secretly geoengineering and changing the climate, and it's secret and they won't tell us. So it looks like they may be messing it up to then guilt trip everyone and make us pay them money. I mean, how transparent is that?
Oh, I hear where you're coming from, but I'd like you just to check it out. There's over 9,000 PhDs on that site.
I am aware of it, sir, absolutely. Oh, listen, the majority of hydrologists and meteorologists and astrophysicists all say man-made climate change is as phony as a $3 bill. I mean, we probably contribute maybe 0.5% some of the algorithms show. But just we're like an ant on a hippo's butt, baby. I mean, we are not running the show here. That big old giant fireball shooting out flamethrowers 10,000 times the size of the Earth, that sucker's running the show. Go ahead.
That's absolutely true. Second point here, as a structural engineer, I was curious if there's any way you guys could maybe contact Roger Stone or Donald Trump and mention the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. Now there's 2,500 signers on that.
No, I know, right. I know. Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. Trump is not dumbing it down, but he's doing it in basic gestalts. People aren't even ready to hear Saudi Arabia and criminal elements ran the attack. That comes out, whole house of cards comes down. Clearly, there were bombs in the building. We pioneered exposing all that with groups. I mean, I love architects and engineers. People always tell me about them, and I was around like 5 years before they existed and actually first had Gage on and promoted it all and had them on C-SPAN, all the rest of it, but I just learned that people aren't going to get that part. They're going to get the NORAD stand down, the government using the attacks to take our liberties, the government behind ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And once I've got them there, the door's open, I'm going to bring them down. And so that's my plan. But I hear you. We still do those shows. We still talk about the bombs in the building. We still cover the whole nine yards, brother. And you're absolutely right. But isn't it exciting to see Donald Trump talking about the 28 pages?
It's very exciting. And you know what's even more exciting is how prescient you were at the time. I looked up your archives, and I saw that on the day of 9/11, you actually had a structural engineer on your show, and you were actually interviewing him, and he was discussing the demolitions that day. So it's amazing how you've been on top of these things from the beginning, and you're doing a great job.
Well, I'm not bragging, and I've never really told this story, because they'll make a big deal out of the media and attack people. But I've always said, people have a sixth sense. Everybody's got it. It depends how strong it is. I had dreams about the towers blowing up before it happened for about 6 months. And it got so bad the 2 months before I went on air and said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center. I mean, it's on local TV, and people can look up Alex Jones predicts 9/11. And I said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on Bin Laden. I mean, people can say, well, I mean, it's on record I did that. That show, because I did it live that day, re-aired on September 11th by a twist of fate at night, because I do a live show and then turn it in and air like four more times on Access Television. I was already syndicated radio host, so I was still doing Access TV and using it as a studio. And, I mean, I had dreams of towers of smoke, all of it. It's just real, folks. There's more on heaven and earth than in all your books, to quote Shakespeare. I don't remember most of my dreams, but I've had a good 10 or 15 I remember that were so crystal clear. You feel sick when you wake up for them. It's like you've been somewhere.
And those dreams, by the time I was like 15, I learned, wow, those dreams come true. So when I had one of those waking, sickening dreams where I woke up nauseated with sweat all over me, that, oh, my God, I just you know, went somewhere. Something just happened. And I learned to fear those dreams. And I've been having some bad ones lately, I tell you right now. And those are possible futures, though, people. And we don't have to go there. But I'm telling you, the people running this show are coming to kill a lot of folks. And so it's the truth. I don't want to get up here and talk about devil worship the first hour and Prince hiding out because he was so scared of it. But that's what he told Mankell, Eric Mueller. I don't want to get up here and talk about dreams that came true. But, I mean, you think I just went on TV and said they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden and invade Afghanistan and take our liberties? You think I just figured that out on my own? I had dreams about it. Dreams where I would get up and go vomit. And those are the only dreams I have. When I know when a dream's real, I get up, I'm sick, I'm sweating, and I got to puke because it's like something's happened. My brain interdimensionally, whatever, has like jumped ahead or something, time travel. And I just, it's horrible. It's not fun. And it's only bad stuff, by the way. I probably shouldn't even tell these stories. You know what? I don't care if the media makes fun of it. It's the truth, and that's just what it is, okay? I've had some other dreams, and the old mushroom clouds and millions of people starving to death. And I just hope those don't come true. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Is there a difference in body armor? You bet. Quality, warranty, price. Get it all from Patriot Armor. Veteran-owned and operated, Patriot Armor plates are made in America. Max tested, independent lab certified. Come in many options and protection levels with a lifetime warranty on our steel armor plates and Viper plate carriers. Plus, industry-leading prices starting at just $149.99. Click PatriotArmorDefense.com. That's PatriotArmorDefense.com. Or call 727-280-7146. When your life depends on it, trust no other. Patriot Armor.
All right, this video for 6 hours has been making the rounds on the internet. I don't know if it's photoshopped. I don't know if it's fake. It's video. It looks pretty darn real. It looks like Ted Cruz is in Hershey, Pennsylvania, passing someone that looks like a folded $100 bill or a couple $100 bills. It's hard to make out. It looks real. I'm a video guy. I don't know if this is real or not. This was on NBC Nightly News, just a clip blown up, and then he is handing someone money. Let's skip all that, and let's just say this is a hoax. Okay? Because the media will say, I'm saying this. No, this is on the internet. This is being claimed. He has had the Republicans cancel elections in 5 states, and in 6 other states where Donald Trump has won, they are giving the votes to Ted Cruz, and he's winning. Same thing with Hillary in New Hampshire and so many other states. So I don't need to know if this is real or not. I know he's doing it. But we'll put the video up on Infowars.com right now for everybody to see it, and you can make the decision for yourself. I noticed one of the sites on YouTube is one of the things they always talk about. Look, Trump just retweeted a white nationalist fight or something, and it's one of those. So that's usually government stuff. So this may be fake. We'll see. But if it is, the average person couldn't fake this. This looks very, very real. Money's behind the thing, and then it comes out from behind it. Who knows? We're going to track the whole deal and find out exactly what's going on. The Hillary audio is not very good on this, so I'm not going to air it on radio because it may not translate on AM radio. But Hillary on using executive orders to take guns, amen. Supporter urges Clinton take on the sons and daughters of Charlton Heston. But there's a separate clip of her out there. Chelsea saying take the guns. You know, we've got the Supreme Court now. It's great that Scalia's dead, all the rest of it. But here's Hillary saying we just have too many guns on ABC. Here it is.
And when it comes to guns, we have just too many guns.
Too many protected you?
In our homes, in our neighborhood.
What about the Benghazi stand down? Al Qaeda had some guns, didn't they, Sweetcake? You helped give them Sweetcake.
You know, there's been a lot of talk in this campaign, in the primary campaign, about the power of certain interests in our country. And we do have a bunch of powerful interests.
Oh, she's battling special interests. Oh.
But there is no more powerful lobby than the gun lobby.
Because people stand behind it, witch. We're not your slave yet, witch. Not yet. You may shut up our power plants, teach our kids how to, you know, give blowjobs when they're 5 years old and all the rest of it. But you don't fully control the country yet, you stinking pile of horse manure. Oh, I hate that woman. Get the Hillary for prison shirts. Wear them. Get the Make America Free Again ball caps. We've got the methylcobalamin. Super high-quality vitamin B12 back in. I'm going to do 5 more minutes to take calls in the next segment and hand the baton to Gucciardi. Let me just show you these headlines right here today. Let's just do that right now for TV viewers. Radio listeners, here are the headlines. U.S. suicide rate surged to 30-year high, highest ever recorded for military. You wonder why that is. Low B12 seen in aging, autism, and schizophrenia. Life Science News, a bunch of other publications. This is put out by the prestigious journal, a PLOS-1, whole bunch of scientists, top scientists, major universities, about the fact that everybody autistic they looked at had the B12 levels of an old person. It goes down as you get older. B12 is the fundamental building block of everything in your body. And your stomachs, because of what they've done to us with the food, aren't absorbing. You don't absorb any, you become totally brain damaged. You absorb not enough, you just become dumbed down. We've got the best medical bottle out there from our research. Totally organic, totally absorbable. Sign up for auto ship, get 10% off. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more. InfoWarsLife.com. And know this. When you buy our products, you are funding the undoubted very tip of the spear, a vicious flaming spear of truth, ready and committed to be driven to the dragon's heart. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with your phone call straight ahead. InfoWarsLife.com. Support this transmission.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.